Blog Talk Radio.
Each day do you wake up and get out of bed? You got all these feelings rushing round in your head. You got that bout with doubt and neighbors singing the blues. Pick up the paper and it's all bad news. But you know in the end, happiness is your best friend. You can be what you wanna be. Dare to step high and live like you're free. I said color, color your life happy. Color, every day you can choose. Color, color your life happy. If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
The difference between try and triumph is a little funky. We all have ups and downs, but you can still be happy. If you're gonna step, you might as well step high.
If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
ColorYourLifeHappy.com. Get your happy on.
Hello and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, September 28th. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you live from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our show today will inform, inspire, and encourage you. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, Color Your Life Happy, Creating Space for Abundance. But first, I want to welcome all of you, my listeners. I'm so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us. I know you have many other things you could have chosen to do. I'm glad that you're here and encourage you to participate by asking questions or adding comments. If you're on the phone lines, all you have to do is press the #1 to let me know you have a question or a comment. If you're over on the web chat, just type in your questions or your comments and I'll be able to see them and then I can read them on the air. Now let me remind you that the show is live, so you know what that means. Anything can happen. Lost signals is the most common thing that happens. It happens to the listeners. It happens to the guests. It happens to me. So if your call is suddenly lost, just dial in again at 347-539-5700. And don't worry about missing anything because all the shows are recorded and they're available for you later under on-demand episodes on my show page. Now, I'm an author, coach, inspirational speaker, and a consultant. I'm also a mom of 4 and a grandma of 3. I recently retired after 40 years of teaching junior high all the way through university levels. I spent the last 20 over at Fullerton College teaching critical thinking. Now, if you haven't already done so, I want you to visit my website, ColorYourLifeHappy.com, where you can now get a hold of my book, Color Your Life Happy, if you're ready to make positive changes in your life, that is. But when you order from my website now, you're going to receive an autographed copy. You could get it from Amazon.com or any of the major bookstores, but I'm sure you want an autographed copy. So go ahead and go over to my site, ColorYourLifeHappy.com, and you will be able to order the book and get it mailed out to you the very next day. It is full of stories, tips, activities, and it's going to speak to your inner desire to get the life you want and deserve. One of the great things about my book is you do not have to start at the beginning and go through to the end like some books. You can open it at any spot, and there will be something there for you. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness that you deserve in all areas of your life. Each week, I interview guests from various fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, and so on. Today, my guest is Isabella Stoloff. Hi, Isabella.
Hi, Flora.
I want to tell my listeners a bit about you before we begin. Is that okay?
Oh, of course.
I'm very excited to have Isabella on. She's one of my fellow authors. And she's going to tell us about her book a little bit later. Isabella Stoloff teaches public speaking and acting at Fullerton College, my old stomping ground, and is a shamanic practitioner. She specializes in helping people see their full potential. She has studied with Dr. Alberto Villoro and the Four Winds Society and has been given the ancient medicine rites by the Kiro elders high atop the sacred mountains in Peru. Now, Isabella believes that energy medicine, together with traditional therapy, is the wave of the future, and I think she's right about that. She provides private as well as distance sessions. You can book these on her site, isabellastoloff.com. And right now she's in the middle of writing her first book. But she also facilitates play shops and takes groups on healing tours to Peru. She's going to tell us about that, too, during the show. You can also sometimes find her performing locally in her one-woman show, Ab Reaction. Did I say that right, Isabella?
You certainly did. Ab Reaction, a collection
Ab Reaction,
of women's stories.
A collection of women's stories. So let's go ahead and get started today with telling us about the book you're writing.
Well, first off, I just want to thank you, Flora, for inviting me on your show. I just think it's amazing how we can have these blog talk radio shows and online radio shows where you can just be interviewed from your own home.
That's right. Or wherever you are in the world, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, exactly. I could be in Peru right now.
That's right.
Yeah. I love it. Well, my book is about my life. I had quite the life, and on my website, Isabella Stoloff, that's Isabella, S like Sam, T like Tom, O-L like love, O-F-F like Frank, isabellastoloff.com. On the blog portion, it talks about, has excerpts from the book, so it talks about my life story, and it was quite a heavy ordeal. I spent 20 years in heavy addiction, and this crazy, crazy life. And then I've spent the last 20 years in this amazing, beautiful, light-filled life. So
wow.
It's taken me this long to get around to writing the book, but I have always known I had it in me, and it really started with the website.
Yeah.
Being able to just jot down, and I do it in paragraphs. So it's easy reading. Well, it's not easy reading. I mean, you need to ground yourself before you start because it's pretty heavy stuff. But
yes, it is. Yeah.
But there's a lot of light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. I'm really proud of you for sharing your story, too, with the world, because many people who have been through some of the heavy things in this world don't always want to share. Once they come out of it and they are living in the light, as you are, they want to kind of forget about that and aren't always willing to share. But I think it empowers other people to hear your story and know what you did that got you through it and out. It helps the rest of us. So I want to applaud you for sharing your story.
Thank you, Flora. Well, I do. I do tell my story only in hopes of reaching somebody who was as destitute as I was.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, you know, no matter what path you follow, as long as you, you know, live a good life and don't hurt your body with drugs and alcohol, and that, you know, like I said, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. Your book is going to have things about your life and how you came through it. Are there going to be any activities, or what kinds of other things will there be for...
Yes, there will. I'm planning on, well, you know, it's funny because it's really in the pre-production stages, and I go back and forth about it, what I want to do. And I at first had wanted to write an inspirational book and then have in it sort of questions that you could ask yourself and sort of so that you could write in the book and make it a really personal book.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, well, no, I'll just write the story and then write a companion book to go with it that would be the workbook, because it would be hard to share the book if it, you know, so there's lots of ideas out there for potential writers. You may have some of your potential writers on your show. So know that, you know, when you're in the pre-production stages, you really don't have to make a decision. Just get the story out. So that's been my mission, is just get the story out, which has been very difficult because it was, you know, it was not an easy life to lead, and it's not easy to go back through those memories and be that honest and be that open.
Telling
people, you know, that I was a battered wife and that I was a heroin addict at 14 and that I was pregnant at 16 and in prison by the time I was 28. And, you know, I mean, I've really lived an insane life. And and so to go back over it. And so the writing is taking its time, and it's okay because it's all a healing journey. Has brought me to this path, this shamanic path that I am on today.
Which gets us to, what is a shaman? What exactly is a shaman?
Isn't that interesting? I looked up the word because I said, well, you know, I'm going to be interviewed, and I think I need to have a... I was interviewed on another radio show a while back.
Uh-huh.
So I looked it up, and you know, all it means is a conduit between the spiritual and the physical world.
Okay.
And to me, that, I said, absolutely, I am that. I am a conduit. I hold space for people to do their own healing. Because what I believe is that we have the ability to heal ourselves.
Okay.
The power of the mind is amazing.
Mm.
And we have this incredible ability, and we don't tap into it because we don't really know how, and we've been raised in a society that's fear-filled. So we're constantly being told that we're not okay. We're constantly being told by the television and the media that everything is wrong, and you know, that you know, you need to try this new drug or that new drug, or there's this thing for asthma, and, you know, and I turned on the TV and said, restless leg syndrome. Oh my goodness, what's that? So, but people who suffer from it really feel it and really know it to be true.
Yeah,
I had it as a child. I had restless leg syndrome as a child. So not that I would take a drug for it, but I do believe in the ability of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a shaman, that's what I just try to teach. I just try to teach people that you have the ability, just have to create the space.
Now, what led you down this road of shamanism? How did you get from where you were to going into this?
Well, the shamanism didn't start 18 years ago, but 18 years ago was my last time I ever had to go to prison, which was May of 1991, and there I found out I was pregnant. And I'd already had two children from my husband who had passed away from cancer, and I had lost custody of those two kids. And here I was in prison and pregnant, 31 years old, and I remember saying, I'm 31 and the rabbit done died. Now, those of you on the air that remember that quote, the rabbit done died, you know, and I thought, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Well, I don't want to have an abortion, and I can't, you know, I don't know if I'll be able to stay clean. I haven't been able to for most of my life. But I thought, there was this little glimmer of hope inside. There was this little glimmer of, but what if this baby could change your life? What if this baby could make a difference? And so I had this baby. I got out of prison and had quite a lot of trials getting out of L.A. County, but I finally got L.A. County parole to transfer me to Orange County. And I went through Narcotics Anonymous. I went back to school. I had a seventh-grade education, and I put myself through junior college, got an associate's degree, went on and got a bachelor's degree, and finally got an MFA in performance just in 2005. So for the past 17 years, I've been working toward that. I started clubs. I just did everything I could that I felt like I should have done in the very beginning. And my mother was a very big advocate for me. She was my rock, just my foundation.
Great.
You know,
that's wonderful.
Yeah. And she was in a home, had dementia, Alzheimer's, and this was in 2005, I think we had to put her in. So for about a year and a half, she'd been in there. So here we are, June 2006. And I'd always believed in spirituality. My mother was very psychic. She raised me very eclectic. I had no, I'm Jewish origin, Russian Jew, and my mother was English. My father's a Russian Jew. So we never really practiced anything, but I had this sense of spirituality. I believed in energy medicine. I believed in holistic medicine before Western. So I had this already ingrained in me. I'd had body work done. So here we are, 2006, and I felt very stuck. I was in Moscow, Idaho.
Idaho. I hadn't heard of Moscow, Idaho, but now I have.
Moscow, Idaho, which is kind of funny, which is where I went to get my master's degree. And I'd been there for about 5 years, and my daughter kept saying, you know, you said we were going to be here for 2 years, Mom. We've been here for five. I want to go home. But I was feeling very stuck, and I was feeling that my mother was very stuck as well. And I had a friend, Melinda Alec, who was going through the Four Winds training with Dr. Alberto Violdo. And I hadn't talked to her since I moved up there, and something energetically told me to give her a call. Well, sure enough, here she is doing the shamanic work and on the shamanic path. And I started finding out about more and more about it. And there was a woman named Marcella in Chile that was doing distance sessions, and she worked for the Four Winds. She's actually now married to Alberto. Lovely. And what she did was she broke a contract. So she did a distance session on me, and she broke a contract that my mother and I had had from a past life. And my mother died within a month. And I had been in need of knee surgery, double knee surgery. I had both my knee surgeries. I had a liver biopsy.
My
daughter and I moved back to California all within 6 months. So my mother died in June of 06. And by December of 06, we were back in California. And I was very much on the path, on the shaman's path, because I had had such an amazing transformation. I know.
What an amazing story. Now, what kind of healings do you give then? As a shaman, you are able to give healings to folks. Is that correct?
I am.
Okay.
Now
what
that
kind
I am
of
trained.
Do you?
I do energy medicine work. So I clear the chakras. For those of you that don't know what chakras are, look up on the internet, C-H-A-K-R-A, and it is in many different belief systems, the chakra system, the belief about being connected to heaven and earth through our central nervous system, through the center of our body. Your first chakra is your root chakra, and it's red. It grounds you to the earth, and you can find out more by going Googling chakras. But I go in, and I open up sacred space. I call in the earth and the sky, as well as the four directions, and open up a sacred space. And then I begin to work on the body of the person, so on their luminous energy field, on their energy body. And I can clear out negative energies. So I do something that's called extraction work. Sometimes we're carrying around heavy energies. Sometimes we bring things in past lives. I actually just did a land healing, which I didn't really know that much about, and I went yesterday and did death rites and called in the souls of that land that were just sort of on that land. The person's house was in foreclosure. They were really in a lot of turmoil, and I just went on the land and walked the perimeter, and it was amazing. I could feel the souls that wanted to go home and be taken back to the luminous beings. So I do extraction work. I do chakra clearings and illuminations. I teach people how to illuminate their bodies with white light. Some people may look at that as the white light of Mary, some as the light has always been here. And then I teach them how to create a golden cord, the infinity sign that runs through their body, up into the stars and down into the Earth's magma, grounding us. So there's a lot of beautiful work with the shamanic tradition. It's very, wow. You end up feeling very peaceful afterward, very centered, like heavy weights have been lifted from you. It's beautiful.
Now, do people have to come from any particular belief system in order to benefit from your healings? I was just thinking about that as you were talking. You know,
absolutely not.
Any certain religion or certain spiritual beliefs, they don't have to come.
I don't think so. I believe that as long as a person has an open mind and
mm-hmm.
believes that they have the ability to heal, which is what Jesus came here to teach,
mm-hmm.
and that there, you know, I have Christians that come to me, I have Jewish people that come to, I've all walks of life come to me because there's no judgment. There's no right or wrong. There's no, my religion is better than your religion. My spirituality is better than yours. There's none of that. It was just the open space, creating that open space to create abundance, right? So that it's just about community, finding your tribe, connecting, being at peace and at one with each other, which was, you know, really what we are all here to do. Our essence really wants peace.
I agree with that. Now, how can our listeners keep their own energy bodies clean?
Well, I can teach that in one-on-one or on the phone on the distance sessions.
Okay.
And it's really, I can give you a couple of quick things. Salt baths are very, very good for you in keeping your luminous energy body clean.
Okay.
And fire ceremonies, and I can teach people, because fire is transformation. So
mm-hmm.
creating a fire and bringing that fire into your belly, up and over your head, into your belly, into your throat, into your head, up and over your head. And so you begin to clean. And then lying for 20 minutes in a hot salt bath and getting up and rinsing off salt and baking soda
mm-hmm.
Also help you. Those are two techniques I can give you just briefly over the phone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we had talked about today's episode being about creating space for abundance.
Abundance, right. Okay.
Right?
Yeah. So what's a ritual that they could do for that? Because I'm sure that's something we all want to do, is to create space for abundance.
Well, first off, I say clear the mind. So I know that everybody's like, oh, meditation. I don't have time for meditation. I don't have time. You don't need traditional meditation. Just give yourself a moment. You're sitting at your office right now. You're sitting at your desk. Just take a moment, take a breath, and clear your mind.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear those negative thoughts coming in, change them. We all have old tapes, even I.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a lot of training in training my mind to think positively and then create a positive vibration throughout my body. So a negative belief comes in. Oh, you're not good enough to do that. You can't do that. And then I'm very aware of it, and I say, cancel, clear, delete. That is not who I am today. I am good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I can succeed. And then all of a sudden, those words create this wonderful vibration in my body. And that's the secret. Everybody's running around, you know, oh, did you see the secret? The secret, the secret, the secret. I'm here to tell you, Jerry and Esther Hicks of the Abraham series, the
mm-hmm.
secret is vibration. If
mm-hmm.
you are vibrating at a frequency that feels good in your body, you can
mm-hmm.
only bring that to you. That is what will come to you. It is the law. It is the law of the universe that if you vibrate at a high vibration and you spread that joy and color your life happy.
Yes.
Right? And you color
yes.
your life happy. Well, I do the same thing, only I do it with visualizations of coloring your body happy. So
mm-hmm.
you create this color throughout your body and blending all these chakras and creating this beautiful rainbow around your luminous energy field and just smiling at people and looking them in their eyes and giving them your full attention, you have now created space for abundance.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it in your home. We all have clutter. We all have way more than we need.
Oh, my goodness. You must have been peeping in my house. Go ahead.
We have been raised since the 50s to buy, to be a consumer nation. Mm-hmm. Buy. More. Bigger, better. Bigger. And I say stop. Mm-hmm. Now is the time to transform. Get rid of all the stuff you don't need and stop buying things that are unnecessary. And just, you know, create space. And as you begin to clean out that drawer and clean out that closet and clean out that garage, then you're cleaning out your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're able to visualize and dream your world into being. It's amazing.
That's something I think people overlook, and one of the easiest ways to clear for abundance is removing clutter. I don't think people understand, the average person doesn't understand what that clutter is doing to the mind and what it's doing to block abundance. And that's
and the energy
easiest
body.
Things. Yes, that's one of the easiest things to do. And
easy for some.
Guilty. Well, because some people are so attached. I mean, easy as in if we would do it. But some people are attached to their clutter and have great difficulty getting rid of it, even though they aren't using it. So there are people who have problems.
As they are attached to their thoughts. Mm. So we are attached to our thoughts as we are attached to our things.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts become things.
Mm-hmm.
So you plant the seed of your becoming. You plant the seed of what you want in your life. But if there's no room in your garden to plant the seed,
mm-hmm.
how is it going to grow? How can you reap the benefits? Right? So I got something from Sex and the City.
Uh-huh.
She had a yes pile, a no pile, and a maybe pile.
Okay.
So the no pile went to the Goodwill store, went to your friends, whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the maybe pile then made a yes, no, maybe pile. And then you just started to let go. And I tell you, there's so much power in letting go.
Wow,
it was so difficult for me because I had all my mother's things. She passed away, and I had all her things. And then my daughter's grandmother died, and I had all her things. And you know, all these things that meant so much to so many for so long, and how could I possibly let go? And I had to hold on. Well, I had to. And I tell you, I went from a three-bedroom garage to a two-bedroom garage to a 726-square-foot house.
Whoa.
And I have, isn't that huge? And I have now only the very favorite things, only the real treasures.
Mm-hmm.
And my 30-year-old daughter has a few things, and my 32-year-old son has a few things, and the garage has a few things for the grandkids. But basically, the clutter is gone, and the clutter of the mind is, and I'm so much more peaceful, so much more at peace now.
Yes. Oh, that's wonderful. You're encouraging me to go take another look at my clutter. I have been working on it, but I'm not as clutter-free as I want to be.
Well, and neither am I. So it's progress, not perfection.
Exactly. Now, I want to talk about your latest adventure to Peru and the trip you're planning for folks, because there may be listeners who are ready to go with you on December 27th through January 6th. So tell us about the last adventure when you went to Peru, and then tell us about the trip that you're planning.
Oh, wow. Well, I fell in love with Peru 3 years ago. I went with the Four Winds Society and said I went on a 20-day excursion with them and was blessed high atop the sacred mountains by the Caro. Now, the Caro speak a language called Quechuan. So actually it is pronounced Ero. And that is very difficult to say because it's all in the back of the throat. They are the most loving people, and they've lived in the Andes Mountains, and they have come down to spread their knowledge, first through Alberto Violdo, who has created the Four Winds Society.
Mm-hmm.
And so I fell in love with it there, and I said, I'm going to take 3 days and just explore. And I met an amazing woman who owns a hostel there called Casa de la Gringa. And you can look it up on the internet. Casa de la Gringa is fabulous. And then she has a son who has a touring group. So I was connected. And I went back this summer, and I took my 17-year-old, and I went to the Amazon jungle and left my 17-year-old, who's an amazing photographer, with my girlfriend, Leslie, at Casa de la Gringa. And I just had this amazing journey. And I, while there, met more people and found more cool places to stay down in the Sacred Valley. And it was just sort of this opening of, wow, you need to bring a group down. You really need to bring a group down. Well, the place that I want to take people in the Sacred Valley to install ancient medicine rites only houses 10 people.
Okay.
So the trip is now is only open to 8.
Okay.
So we have 8 spaces left. You can go online and book your space. And we will be watching the sunrise at Machu Picchu, taking the Vista Dome train to Ollantaytambo to walk through the ancient ruins. We'll have sacred ceremonies. We will go to the Sacred Valley where I will install medicine rites. We will go to Pisac Mountain, which makes me cry every time I see Pisac.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about that mountain. Walk through there. There's fabulous shopping. The best shopping is in Pisac. And then we will arrive in Cusco for New Year's Eve. So we will welcome in 2010, surrounded by the Apus, which is the mountains. And that energy, when you get off the airplane in Cusco, it's 11,000 feet in the air. You get off the plane, and it is incredible. And my daughter said, "Mom, why does the air why does it smell different? What is going on? I don't understand." I said, "Honey, that's air. That's oxygen. That's fresh air. That's what it's supposed to be. That's
something we're unfamiliar with, huh?"
Yeah, that's what we're supposed to be breathing. And remember, we need oxygen in order for our brain to be fully functional. So we really need to get to Cusco as often as possible. I really would like to be there 2 times a year to breathe in as much oxygen as I can.
Wow.
I have a belief that oxygen bars are a wave of the future.
That's
going to be needing more oxygen to breathe.
You mentioned your website. Tell them again, the website they go to is the same, IsabellaStoloff.com?
IsabellaStoloff.com. I actually just bought the domain name OrangeCountyHealingCenter.com, which I found amazing that it was available. And OrangeCountyHealingCenter.com feeds into Isabella Stoloff, in case your listener missed the spelling.
Okay.
But there you can find, I do a healing through movement play shop.
Okay.
And that's going to be at the Learning Light Foundation. So if you look at the event calendar, I'll also be at the Alchemist Conference in L.A. at the L.A. Convention Center, October 23rd, 24th, 25th. That's not up on the website yet, but I will be doing a day of healings there. I'll do a day of healings at the Learning Light Foundation, November 28th. December 5th is the Healing Through Movement Play Shop at the Learning Light Foundation. And then finally, December 27th. So we all get to be with our families for Christmas.
Okay.
And then we get to jump on a plane and meet up in Cusco.
All right.
So I'm very, very excited about that journey.
So listeners who want to take part in this can go over there and get the prices and the details and all the things they need to do.
Absolutely, and pay through PayPal. Don't we love PayPal?
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful. Now, you mentioned the Learning Light Foundation, and is this the one that's on Lincoln in Anaheim? Because I've passed
it
there.
It is.
The one?
It is.
Okay.
Off Raymond, here at Lincoln.
Tell us what that foundation
does
and what you're doing there, but what's the foundation as a whole, and then what are your classes?
The foundation has many, many different classes. They are now on meetup.com, which I actually have a meetup.com group also through Orange County Healing Center. But they have many great speakers, fantastic workshops. They have a psychic fair once a month. They, you know, welcome people like me to come in. I will be installing this ancient medicine rites that I will install in Peru. I will be back here January, it's on my site, but in January I will, actually I don't think it's on the site yet because it's actually not booked into the calendar, but we are planning in January to install ancient medicine rites and have a fire ceremony down there.
At the Learning Light Foundation?
At the Learning Light Foundation, yes.
Okay.
So those of you that can't join me in Peru, look up Munaki, M-U-N-A-Y/ Ki, K-I. Munaki are the ancient medicine rites, and so
okay.
we install the healer's rites, seer's rites, the creator rites, which have just been gifted to us to gift to other people.
Wow.
So there's a lot of really, really cool stuff going on.
Now, when people go to the Learning Light Foundation, they'll see the classes that you're offering. Will you also be listing those on your site, Orange County Healing Center?
Yes,
every time you're teaching different places.
Yes, yes. I have an event calendar off to the left. So my site is very simple. I don't send out a ton of mailers to people. I'm kind of inundated with emails right now from all these wonderful, wonderful healers, but it's just too much for me. So I kind of would like to set a precedent for myself and my site where people just come to me. They check in periodically to see what I'm doing, go to the event calendar, see if something resonates with them, or they join my meetup.com group, and so they'll get blasts from Meetup. But for my site, I just really would like people just to come. I have a little store there with cloths from Peru. I have my blog where they can read my life story, and I think I'm actually going to just start blogging all these amazing shamanic things that have been happening, but I need to create a different tab for that. So, you know, it's just, it's a very simple site to maneuver through. It has little green tabs at the top, and it'll say home, shamanic healing, contact. So people that come, if you would please go to the contact info, just shoot me an email, let me know you came through Flora Brown, and I will send you a DVD, a short intro DVD from Alberto, talking about the luminous energy field. Just let me know that you heard me on Color Your Life Happy.
Thank you for offering that. Let me ask you about meetup.com. If people go to that site, what's the name of your meetup group?
Orange County Healing Center.
Oh, okay. So it has the same name as your site. Okay. So they can go to meetup.com. If they want to join that group, then they can find out where and when you meet. How often does your meetup group get together?
It just depends on what's going on. We just did an event here, Healing Through Movement. I am also on Evolver.net. Evolver.net is amazing in creating these spores globally to help people create sustainable living. And this month it will be on, it's called Food for Thought, and it's about the food that we're eating. And so I'm planning a group meeting here at the house October 13th to discuss this. And so that's on Meetup under Orange County Healing Center. And then I also, if you go to Evolver.net and you put in Isabella Stoloff, S-T-O-L-O-F-F, then you'll find me and you can add discussions and create discussions. And there's just a lot of really good stuff going on out there that's evolving our consciousness. It's really about opening up and not getting stuck in this day-to-day, oh, my God, the world's coming to an end belief system, you know?
Yes, yes.
Really just
certainly
stepping out.
It's a trap that keeps you from doing what you need to do. I want to ask you one more little question since you brought up the work you're doing, Food for Thought. What concerns that should we have regarding the food that we're intaking that will help us with our energy bodies, creating space for abundance? All of this works together. So there must be some optimum foods for us to take in and some for us to avoid. I mean, I know there are lots of them, but give us a few key things that we need to be concerned about.
Well, the very first thing is watching where your fruits and vegetables are coming from.
Oh, okay.
So buying organically at local farmers markets, very important. Every town has a farmers market. Here in Fullerton, we have one on Wednesday mornings on Valencia. We have one on Thursday evenings. In downtown Fullerton. So
most
of your areas, find where your farmers markets are.
That's
buy
right.
local, buy organic. That's first. and foremost. There is a green drink that my sister turned me on to. It's called Greens First. I think you have to get it through the chiropractor or through, because it's Doctors for Nutrition, Greens First. I'm reading off the jar as we're speaking because I just get it through my sister. But if you're interested in it, then you could ask me about it when you contact when you go on my contact page. I could tell you more about it. There's also a protein powder for them. So finding a protein powder that doesn't have hormones in it, really being very careful about the milk you're drinking. It really reading the labels on all the packages, and just being aware. Awareness is half the battle, you guys. Awareness is half the battle. Just awareness of what you're putting into your body, and we all have to do the drive-through thing from time to time. I found, you know, when my daughter was two, that In-N-Out Burgers had the freshest fries and the best burgers. I felt the freshest. So that was what she never had Burger King or, and you know, and when, I mean, we live this life, you know, where we need to eat and run, but we really do. And so really just making yourselves big pots of soup, cut up vegetables and fruit in the fridge that the kids can grab, beans, rice, you know, beans and rice make a complete protein. Sprouts, very important to get your sprouts and make sure they're fresh.
I didn't hear you mention donuts in there anywhere.
I know,
donuts.
And I eat them. I have to say, I get my cravings, and
I know donuts are no-no.
I had a bad weekend myself. You know, I bought my mint and chip ice cream and devoured it. So I'm no purist by any means, but I do try to do as much raw and as much, you know, don't cook your vegetables too long.
Even
your meat, you know, even your meat, be very careful about where you buy your meat. I buy my meat from Henry's Market. You know, just try to get as fresh and organic as possible.
Right. Well, this has been absolutely wonderful. Isabella, we're nearing the end of today's show.
You know, before we finish, can I just say, because of course I should mention my sister while we're talking about food. So if you go to Detox with Raw Food, Katina Stoloff, my sister detoxes people down in San Diego. And you can also, when you contact me, if you didn't get that information because I did this so quickly, just ask me. I'm interested in your sister's raw food salads. She goes to homes and does energy soup and sprout salad. She is an amazing raw food chef.
What's her name again? What's your sister's name?
Katina. Katina Stoloff.
K-A-T-I-N-A.
Same last name as mine.
Okay.
So just, if you're interested, let me know when you send me the contact and tell me you heard me on Call Your Life Happy. I'll send you the free DVD, and I'll hook you up with my sister.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much. I know that the listeners have been enlightened, encouraged, and certainly empowered by today's episode. I encourage all of you listeners to share what you've learned with your family and your colleagues, and certainly go over to Isabella's website, isabellastoloff.com, or orangecountyhealingcenter.com, to pick up that special thing she's prepared for my listeners. Be sure to email her and let her know. I want to thank all of you for tuning in today and invite you to join me again next Monday at 11 a.m. for another exciting show. Let me remind you again to visit my website, coloryourlifehappy.com, where you can order my book, sign up for my newsletter. Oh, by the way, my newsletter has been a really big hit. So when you go to my website, be sure to sign up for it because I've got nothing but good response from my readers. They're really enjoying the Color Your Life Happy newsletter. And also have over there a members-only section that doesn't cost you anything, but you do need a password, and I put the password in every issue of the newsletter. So you can go onto my site and see things I put there, especially for my subscribers. So thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm going to be signing off in a moment, and of course you know what I'm going to ask you to do, as I always do, is Color Your Life Happy.
Color.